I remember it like it was yesterday. Wait, I don't remember yesterday, so I guess I remember it like it was 5 minutes ago. I had just started working for David Clapp at Mass Audubon in Marshfield. I was living in Hull and woke up one morning to a heavy plink on a window. I went outside to find a woodpecker lying dead on the ground. I called David and asked what I should do. He said to wrap it up and bring it into work. He would identify it and get it off to a lab that could use it for research. I was a newbie birder at that point, and I'm sure he expected it to be the standard fare for the day, most likely a downy woodpecker, our most common member of that family, especially in Hull. But he gasped when he unwrapped it and said, "It's a yellow-bellied sapsucker," with an exclamation point at the end of his sentence, no less. I had no gut reaction. It was there and then that I started to learn about geographical ranges and their role in how we perceive different species. This past Sunday, I was in Hull again, scouting up some good content for my monthly birding column for the Hull Times. I had just pulled myself away from a young common eider family at Pemberton Point and traveled up Telegraph Hill to Fort Revere Park when I saw a smallish woodpecker fly by me, assuming by its size that it was a downy. Something was not right at all in the way it flew. It undulated like a woodpecker, but not like a downy. I put my binoculars on it and saw a greenish-gray face with a stripe running off the eye. I gasped and said in my head, "It's a yellow-bellied sapsucker," with an exclamation point at the end of my sentence, no less. At that moment, I realized I had moved closer to who David Clapp was 20 years ago and much farther away than I was at that time, with a much better sense of what birds should be where and what times of the year and what birds shouldn't. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.